So I first met Pansy Smith at a Salvation Army coffee morning in Welling, and she was wearing her sunglasses indoors, naturally, but she's a lovely little old woman who's lived in Welling all her life, and she knows a lot of people, she speaks to all the shopkeepers and knows what's going on in Welling. A lot of her family still live nearby, and during the course of our conversation it became apparent that I wanted to meet Pansy again and get her involved as a bit of a community communicator. Pansy went through a bit of a tough time a few years ago when I think 5 members of her family and extended family died in very quick succession. And the final member of her family to die was her sister, who she was very close to. And the stress and the impact it had on her life sort of brought out shingles. And since then, she's not been too healthy. But she was, you know, keen to talk to us and tell us some stories about Welling and about Bexley. And it was a day when we had the North Tyneside people down. So I'm there with Felicity Shoesmith, who's the director of comms or whatever. And we knock on Pansy's door, and she lets us in, and we start. It sort of becomes apparent that, you know, there's something not quite right about Pansy. There's only just enough space to sit down, and there's items everywhere. You know, there's not really. There's a kind of little pathway you can walk through to get there, and there's, you know, a little cat kind of hidden amongst everything. But anyway, Pansy knows a lot about Welling, knows a lot of people, and we had this long conversation about how it's changed. And you know, we had stories about, you know, Welling being all these prefabricated tin huts in the war, and, you know, a lot about how it's developed and all this sort of thing. And, you know, nothing more than that, really. It was just a nice kind of civil conversation. And then at the end, Pansy, we sort of start talking about what she wants to do and where she wants to go. And she wants to go and see Mount Rushmore in America, and she wants to go to Lahore. Because maybe her sister was married to a very rich silk merchant from Lahore, and was, I don't know, in this kind of Lahorean hierarchy, the Maharaji of Lahore, and her children's godfather was Gandhi. So that was the kind of bombshell that ended the meeting, really. Just dropped into conversation like that.